Well, that was all review anyway. Okay. So now, it was a good review.
It was a good, excellent review.
But what can you do? Okay. What can you do? Okay, now we're continuing.
No, but I know it may not pertain to what we're doing, but suppose the witnesses that come and say, yeah, I didn't see that guy there. It's not true. He's not. Suppose he is lying. He's paid by the owner, and then it continues. This
so
could
that,
become
so
a
that it, the Gemara discusses.
Yeah,
Gemara discusses that.
100.
The Gemara discusses
wow.
that. Gemara. Oh, so really, we're right at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Just at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the very last line. So give me a minute. Okay, we're on the very last line. So now we have to analyze, let's go back. The fact that we need three warnings, okay, is it for the sake of, for the animal, that we have to know that the animal did it three times, and now we have three warnings, so even if the three come on one day, it could be a mu'ad, or is the three times for the owner, and for the owner, it wouldn't be good for one day. So now let's analyze this shaila based on the halacha we just said. So Gemara says like this, E amrit li iude tura shaper. If you say 3 days in order to make the ox a muad, then that's fine. The brisa makes a lot of sense. Right? Why? That the brisa, let's just focus, not to confuse, let's focus on one part of that brisa. That's the only part we really need to focus on. That we say that when all three have been proven to be liars, then what happens? Then all three get punished at Eidim Zomim. They're all in one caboodle, as it were. Right? And now they all get punished. So now the question is like this. And so now then that's good. If we hold now that the reason we need the three testimonies is to make the ox a muad, then it's fine. Very cryptic. Why is that fine? You know? So now is what we need all this to help explain. Because it's very, very tricky. This is not easy, guys, so keep your thinking caps on. Okay, so the brackets say like this. Well, in order for Zomim to be liable for a consequence that would have ensued from their false testimony, it must be evident that they had intended that their victim should suffer that consequence. That's pretty clear. In other words, if you testify and you didn't even know that the victim would get that punishment, then that isn't what you tried to do. So part of it, so over here, right, if you just tell me, you didn't realize he's going to get killed. You didn't realize, you know, that certain things were going to happen. I mean, that's part of testimony. Testimony is, that's what does that. So to be zomified and to be punished as what would have happened to the guy is when you intended that guy should get it. That's it's obvious. He puts it in the brackets, but it's obvious. So you got to understand now, when I testify, and two guys testify that this ox gores, do you intend that the owner should pay full damage?
No, not right away.
No.
Well, it's the first time he didn't.
Yeah, right.
First time he didn't. How about the second time?
Also not.
No. How about the third time if you don't know about the first two times?
No.
Oh, no.
In other words, if witnesses who come on Sunday, let's say they're lying. Let's say they're lying. Completely lying. They come on Sunday, say, Gord. So what's the most they could be thinking? That he has to pay half. Let's say it didn't happen. It didn't happen. They're making it up. So what are you trying to do to this guy? Well, the guys on Sunday said, we came to make him pay half. The guys on Monday said, we came to make him pay half. So now, when all three are zomified, we can't make him pay the full amount because none of them planned on making him pay the full amount. They only planned to make him pay half.
Yeah.
He's pay half anyway.
Right.
No. Not if it didn't happen. It was a lie, Shelley. You got to remember. That's the part you got to remember, that it's a lie. That's the problem with life. We don't remember that they're lying. You're too honest, Shelley. You don't believe people are lying. These guys, when you lie, it means it didn't happen, right? So the guy, hey, you know, your ox gored. What are you talking about? I never knew about that. Well, it did. Well, it really didn't. So number one, they definitely wanted the guy to lose half without question. The animal didn't even gore. So what are you going to say at the end of the day when all three are zomified? Hey, you're going to have to pay full. Well, that only will work if each pair, when they testified, planned that the guy should pay full.
Huh.
Right? Or else, why should they pay full? We don't say, well, I don't care what you thought. At the end of the day, that's what happens. It pays full. That doesn't work that way. It has to be what you were thinking, because that Torah says, kasher zoman, like you intended.
So they would have to be.
It's what you intended, not what you didn't intend. These guys, you know, if the scenario was witnesses came on Sunday, then witnesses came on Monday, and witnesses came on Tuesday, and we have no, and Sunday doesn't know about Monday and Tuesday, Monday doesn't know about Sunday and Tuesday doesn't know about Sunday and Monday. And let's say we find they're all three are liars. So we should say, okay, fine, I'll pay half. Didn't happen. No, because the three of you together made him a mur. I don't know about that. How am I supposed to know about that? I only know one thing. So now how, but still, the Brisa does say, when all three are zomified, what happens? Pay full. How does that work? Now, let's go after the brackets. Now, if the purpose of the 3 days is to simply make the ox a muad, then we could say the Brisa is speaking in a case that could make them zomim for everything. The Brisa is referring to a case where it is evident that the first two groups of zomim intended to make the owner liable to full damages for the third incident. It's possible to craft a scenario where the first two testified, they knew they were making him a mu'ud. How could that be? This case would be in which the victim, the phony victim, right, of the alleged, I love that word, third goring, is the one who brings all three groups to court to testify together on one day about the three incidences they allege happened on three separate days. You know, there is a way we could say that each group knew they were making him a mu'ud. Why? Let's say this is the story. This guy wants to make $200 fast. He needs $200 fast. So what does he do? He goes over to six guys and says, guys, do me a favor. I'd like you to do the following thing for me. We're all going to go in today, and you two are going to come and say he gored on Sunday. You two are going to say he gored on Monday. He's going to gore on Tuesday. It never happened. Nothing happened at all. Let's say even better. The guy, the bad guy, his cow happened to die.
Right.
So what does he do? He's smart. He takes a knife, he jabs it about 10 times to make it look like it got gored.
Yeah.
Okay, or he takes a horn, a loose horn, and it'll make it look even better, right? And now, because it was a loss, he has no way to recoup it. That's his only cow. It's his milking cow. He's finished. How am I going to get out of this, right? Make a movie out of this. It'll be a great movie scenario, no? This would be a great... That's my dream one day. For make these movies, you know, go out in the West, get the cow. Oh, the cow died. Where would I go to milk? Don't worry, I have an idea. Wham, wham, wham. Now, he calls up six guys. Now, come into court, and we'll all... You make three groups and you testify, and now this could work. Now, and you'll get the full. Who says Chaim Yankel's ox? Who cares? Get them. Chaim Yankel's ox lives close by,
yeah.
And maybe even at night he sneaks in to Chaim Yankel's house at night and puts a little blood on the horns and face to make it look good. And now it's possible. So what'll happen? These guys will come in, and in a half an hour, boom, they're gonna say you. Now that works if you need the three times to make the ox the muad. Because remember, to make the ox the mu'ud, all the witnesses can come at one time, on one day. Right. So now, when those guys came, they knew what they were coming for. When three pairs of witnesses come all at the same time, six guys walk into court, right? And they say, what are you here for? Well, I'm coming to say, because I'm gored on Sunday, then I went on Monday, then on Tuesday. They know together they're going to make him a mu'ud.
Right.
So now we can understand that's happening.
But the owner was only warned once, so that the whole...
Well, that's according to the other opinion. Yeah. Remember, there's two different ways of looking. That's going to be the proof. You see how the proof is developing now? We could say that the owner... If this is all very good, if you say you need the three times to make the ox the mu'ud.
Mu'ud, okay.
So that's all we're worrying about right now. That's all you gotta think about right now.
Right.
So now let's, where am I up to now? I'm up to the brackets. If the test of all three groups holds up in court, the owner ox will have to pay the third victim full damages. And remember, there's a very important point, only according to Rashi. Remember we learned a couple days ago when they had that machlokas in the reasons for, one of the rabbis of the psukim? Do you become a mu'ad on the third, the owner? Remember, we had machlokas Rashi Tosafot, when you start paying full.
Yeah.
Rashi says start paying full on the third. Tosa says you start after the third on the fourth. This whole discussion of the Gemara will only fit like Rashi. And it's going to be hard enough with Rashi. We're not going to go Tosa's way because it's too hard. Okay? So according to the way Rashi learns that by the third time you pay full, so these three guys come, they are intending to make the guy pay full on the third shot. This will not work according to Tosfos, who learns that you don't pay full until the fourth shot, okay? But according to Rashi, that's a very important point, you would not, these three groups are conspiring, they're all lying, and they all are, they know what the other guys are doing, so now when each one gets knocked off one at a time, right? You know, so now let's say they all come in, fine, they all testify. Now all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, some guys come in and knock off the first group.
He was never there.
Then 10 minutes later, a second group knock off the second group. And a third one knocks off the third one, one at a time. Now the Mishnah says they all gotta pay. Why? Because they all intended to make him pay the full amount from the beginning. They can't say, I only want to make him pay half. They all were coming together. Now, let's look after the brackets. Now, why are the first two groups coming to court to testify on behalf of the third victim, right? That's all. What are you coming to do for the third victim? If they intend merely to make the ox's owner liable to pay half damages for the first two incidents, well, say this, like, then they should come to testify on behalf of the first two victims, not the third. Now, we have to add one more important point. You know, these guys are testifying, it's a tricky thing over here. Okay, it's hard to understand what he's saying. If they intend to merely make the ox's owner liable to pay half damages for the first incidents, they should come to us on behalf of the first two victims, not the third. Rather, coming on behalf of the third victim indicates their intent is not only to make the ox's owner liable for the half damages for the first, but also make him liable for the full damage. In other words, they came so late, because they only cared about giving half. There were probably three. Where are the other two victims? In other words, you have to come up with victims over here, right? So what exactly happens? I mean, I understand the animal, my animal, I'm lying for this whole thing. So I'm saying that somebody gored, and now obviously the third guy is a phony victim.
Right.
But where are the first two gorings?
That's right, where are they? Yeah.
Where are the first two gorings? Mm. So why did you guys wait to come till today to test them? What are the, let's go through the lies. Okay, we got, it's hard to think lying ways, right? This guy, let's say on Tuesday, his animal dies. He wants to find a way to get it all paid.
So he gets the group.
So now he's got to get three groups. And what are these three groups going to be saying? Well, one group, the last group, will say that Chaim Yaakov's ox gored this guy's cow.
Yeah.
Okay, but how are we going to get the first two gorings?
Yeah.
The ox had to gored somebody else's, right?
Yeah, no,
but wait a minute, so what are they going to, and they have to say it was on three separate days.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. The court's looking, coming on a Tuesday afternoon. All of a sudden, three groups are coming. One group saying on Sunday morning, it's saying on Tuesday, the court on Sunday. So what do you wait to come for until today? Well, because we heard that, that he's court three times.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't you come on Sunday? Why didn't you come on Monday?
They weren't busy.
Yeah, sure. But now all six are coming at the same time. All six come at the same time. But what's going on? No, they meet every day. They meet every day.
Mondays and Thursdays.
No.
We learn that.
That's only for marriage, not for other things.
It's marriage. Yeah.
And that's local things. Good try. The court's got to be open every day. It's got to be open for these kinds of things. If something tells you, it's got to be open every day. Especially, we have to, because the carcass depreciates quickly.
Yeah.
You can't defer these things. Because you come the next day, the carcass is worth much less. So for certain things are open Mondays and Thursdays. But for common monetary things, you can't wait. Can't wait 3 days. So good try.
What happens if the docket's full?
No such thing. The rabbis always
have room.
Have to have time. So, if you have a problem, do I say my docket's full?
Yeah,
right. That's it. You just have to work harder. That's all. So the fact that they're coming so late, you can't just say, well, all I wanted to do was say that the first goring was for the first guy. You should pay half. Well, why did you wait to come till Tuesday? And all three are coming to make the guy pay full. So that's all, this price is all good and well if you learn the purpose of making three times is to make the ox the mood, because now we can craft the scenario is all three came on the same day, and now we know that their intentions were to make him pay the full amount. That's all good and well. Alright, now we go on to the next page, top of Chaf Bet, Dalet Amud Beis. Come on. Ella, but if you're going to say not that way, E Amrit Li Yehuda Gavra, if you're saying the point is to make the owner acclimated to the thing being a gor, so what has to be the case? It has to be the witnesses come in on three separate days. Right? They're coming in on three separate days. There's a testimony on Sunday, there's a testimony on Monday. This guy, this liar guy, he's like doing advanced planning over here. It's not a on the fly job over here. It's got to be taking over a period of time. So if it's 3 days are needed, so now, when the third group is zomified, the first guys, everyone's going to say, why should I pay the full amount? Leimra hanach kamoi, at least the first groups, right? The first witnesses could say, when they say, what are you talking about? Well, let's just read the notes first. As explained, as stated in the note, Rashi explains this view seems to be that it is not sufficient for the witnesses about each incident to come on separate days. Rather, than this is about the first incident might come and testify before the second incident occurs. Sure. It's interesting. If you want to acclimate the guy, there's the first testimony not only has to be on, you know, for separate days, but the first witnesses have to testify before the second one's testified. Yeah. Because that's the only way it works, that the owner could be told to be careful. It's not good enough to say, well, he gored on Sunday, right? They gotta come and testify before the second incident even occurs.
Right.
Not just before the second witnesses come in. It's got to be before. So we have number one incident happens, testified,
right,
before a second incident happens. Then the second incident happens, etc., etc.
So
let's say they all lied about this. They came with an amazing lies so much that he came on Sunday and he came on Monday.
Really were.
So now these first two can say, why do we got to pay? What were we trying to do? Anan us me hava yadina. Would we know on Sunday the buser shlosha yome asu hanem yidalei that other guys would come and testify to make more? I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'll agree. I'm a liar. Fine, I lied. What on the first one to pay half? Okay, I'll pay half. But I had no idea that the other two weren't in cahoots with each other. I don't know these guys from Adam.
Yeah.
Similarly, the second witnesses can also claim that they didn't know. The third witnesses will come on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We intend to make the owner liable for half damage for the incident about which we testified. Why then does the price rule that all three groups are assessed for the moot penalty? Now, indeed, the third group would have to pay the full amount because they know that we're going to see two times was warned. So when the third one comes, you can't say, well, we didn't know. The peasants there say, listen, Chaim Yankel, this is the third time already. What's going on? And according to Rashi, you pay on the third time. So the Brisa doesn't make sense. So it appears we have a proof from this Brisa that you need the three times to make the ox the muad. The ox the muad only and not the owner at all. And according to Rashi, I believe, this holds. And it remains a proof. It remains a proof. Okay? From the Gemara, this is the way it seems, because we're still not done with the Gemara. But this part has ended. Not to be confused when we continue further. We're going to continue in a moment. But this seems to be a good proof. Because if you say that the owner needs to know, it's got to be on three separate days. So why do the first two groups pay full? They could say, we didn't know. Only works if you say it's to make the ox the muad, and that can happen when they all come on 3 days. Okay, so that's a proof.
So the ox is muad.
So now it would come out that you can make him a muad all on 1 day of testimony. On one day of testimony of what occurred over 3 days.
Right.
If three sets of witnesses come,
it has to be in three separate days.
No, it doesn't have to be three separate days. If it's just to make the ox the muad. Of course, the ox gored on three separate days, but the witnesses can all come on 1 day.
Right.
If it's to make the ox the muad, to say that he has established the new nature,
not the owner.
And that seems to be the proof, because that's the only way this brisa makes sense. So it seems to be a proof. Now, there's just one little piece of unfinished business.
So the owner doesn't get time to acclimatize.
I'm sorry?
So then we're saying the
donor does not need time to be acclimatized or acclimated, whatever. Doesn't need time because we've rejected because he needs it. The price doesn't make sense. Now, so now Rav Ashi said this statement to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked not a side question, but an extra question to help understand this a little bit better. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Amrisa l'shmaitim ben Rav Kahana. I was learning with Rav Kahana. I told him over everything we learned till now. I was going over the whole schmooze. See, it's a proof that that to make the ox three times, because it works really good. If you only have to make the oxen wood, it works really good when all three guys come. Fine. So now guess what? So now, to say it's the owner acclimated doesn't work. If it does work, make the oxen wood, because they can come in one day. So now Rav Kahana says, you know, even for that I got a problem. Even if you say that the ox, just the ox wood, I still have a problem. It's not so simple. What do you mean? Why do I make all three guys say, what's going on over here? Maybe it won't even work then. He's asking a question. Even if you're going to say if it's for the ox's point, they came one day, he still had a question of understanding that. Vamerlin, he said, wait a minute. Uliyudi tura minicha, is it any better if it's only to make the ox a wood? Wait a minute. That's not so clear. Because I don't remember how we knew the case. We're saying they all came on one day. We don't exactly know how they came on one day. Let's go. So, you know, so what happens? Six guys go to Besdin, yeah? So the guy says, what do you do? Well, I'm coming to testify an ox. I'm coming to testify an ox. Fine. Okay, you guys come in. First guy's coming to testify. Now, there may be other four guys, but can't the first two guys say, I didn't know what the other four guys were going to do?
Yeah, that's right.
Even if three come at the same time, but they come in as steps, not six, it's two and two and two. Even if six walk in, the Bez says, okay, what do you want? I come to testify an agoring on a Sunday. I come to testify, okay, come here, let's talk to you. So they talk to the guys. Then they go to the second one. So the first group can still say, I didn't know what the other guys were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says, Vamarlei, liyuda turaminicha. Even if you say you need to make the 3 days to make the ox, the muad. Valeim rohanach basroi, better yet, let the last witnesses claim. The last witnesses will make a claim. Anon, us. How are we to know that all who were standing in the court were coming to testify against the ox? I don't know these other six guys, these other four guys. I don't know who they are at all. I mean, they happen to just walk in at the same time. I don't know what's going on. Anan, I only came. Because I only came to make the guy pay off. What do you want from me?
This incident.
I don't know the other guys. And so even when they all come at the same time, these guys say, I don't know the other guys. I have one incident. I have nothing to do with the other incidents. Mark's going to give us. We don't know that yet.
We don't know.
I lied for this. I didn't lie about it. It's just a coincidence that the other guys are lying.
I didn't know about the other guys.
I don't know about the other guys.
Lying now too.
So there's going to be three answers.
I only have time to
say one answer right now because I got to rush out now. But I'll give you one answer. The first answer is the Bezdin knows something's funny going on over here. The case is the Kamaramzi Ramuse. They're making signals with each other. All right? It's where the witnesses where they conspiratorially signaled the third group to testify. Notice the other guys, first group's coming in. You know, the Bezdin's watching, calling these guys, why are you coming at their behest? This indicates that the group two is part of the conspiracy to make the ox a muad. This explanation is tenable only if you assume that all three groups came to testify on the same day. Then it's possible that the first group signaled the third.
Right.
So that's how we answer this side question. Rav Ashi gives another answer to that, which is also easy. Kishabar Ritzufim, that they all came one right after the other. One right after the other. Since they all came to testify at the same time, each was certainly aware of what the other meant to testify about. Thus, the third group, too, certainly intended to make the oxen wood. So it's crafty cases. The third answer is much more complicated, but that's basically the gist of it. Well, tomorrow we'll do the third answer, but we will conclude that there is a way to work it out if they came on one day, and therefore it's a proof that the three times is to make the oxen wood and not to make the owner a muad.